all but one. And he said, I ain't going to give him no powder nor bullet. And the captain said, you ain't? Well, give it to him and he'll just shoot it back at us. And Grandpap said, no, I won't shoot it back at you. He said, I ain't that kind of a feller. He said, I ain't no spy, he said. I ain't part of that bunch, he said. And after a while, that would give him a bullet in the charge. Well, after a bit then, they got ready to leave. And Grandpap said to the captain, said, now, when you ride over that yonder mountain over in the Gauley River, he says, you'll meet two neighbors of mine coming over here. They're going to hunt with me, he said. A man and his son, he said. Now, they're not in this war either. They're just like me. He said, they won't hurt you. So just let them pass. The captain said, I ain't promising you nothing. And they rode out. Well, they got over there and they had a turkey tree. And they met them two come across. This man and his boy. And they took the man and let the boy pass. Took his daddy away. And the boy came back on across there to Grandpa's. And told Grandpa. Grandpa said, I wonder where they took him. Maybe to Camp Chase or somewhere out in the country. And they never did hear that man again. No, they never did hear him again. That boy went back there to the mouth of the Turkey Creek there on the Gauley River and got straightened out and kept his mother and three sisters as long as he lived there. He kept them there till he died. A sad and mournful story, a true to you I'll tell. A sad and mournful story, a truth to you I'll tell. He was traveling through this country from old Kentucky came. He was traveling through this country from old Kentucky came to raise a great big family. It was his only aim. He was captured by the rebels with chains they bound him fast. He was captured by the rebels with chains they bound him fast. They swore so hard against him, they took his precious life. They drove him up the hollow, they drove him down the hill. They drove him up the holler, they drove in the place of execution, he begged to write his will. Farewell, my friends and neighbors, likewise, my little child. Farewell, my friends and neighbors. I'll leave this room. Well, he tells that story and sings that song. Just like it happened last week. Some of the Hammondses were wonderful fiddle players. Those, you ever heard Uncle Ed Hammond? Died in 1951. Legend all through that country, and was actually documented by the university library on some old acetate discs in the late 1940s. He died in 51 at the age of either 79 or 89. I'm not quite sure what year he was born, what decade he was born. Maybe he was either 79. And I heard one of these old discs. Wonderful fiddle playing. I took Kearns down, in fact, to see Smith Hammonds, the son of Ed, and another cousin Sherman, who's the son of another uncle Paris. Sherman and Maggie and Burl, all brothers and sisters, they're all in their 80s. And Kearns hadn't seen him for 60 years. Well, it's a long way across Cheat Mountain. It's 47 miles where they live. And he'd been in Ohio for a long time working at the steel mills in Kansas. So we went last year down to see his cousins. And they picked up right where they left off and went to telling Uncle Ed stories. Stories about all the different things that happened there on the wooden floor when they were children. Nobody else around, but it just happened. And all the songs they used to sing, they sing hundreds of songs. Some of the cousins who live in Marlington were documented by the Library of Congress. There's a whole collection of Sherman and Maggie and Burl on the record. And there's a booklet about them if you're interested in learning more about this. You may find it at a Booker record store. Library of Congress in 1975. Anyway, we went over to hear this old record of Uncle Ed, and it was just everybody had tears in their eyes, pretty thing they'd heard for years and years. Afterward, Kearns said to Smith, do you remember that old Uncle Pete Hammonds? Smith said, why, I do. Boy, when he left here, he went out to Montana to moved out there with his wife and all his kids. Said he wanted to kill him a big grizzly bear before he died. Put his hand on my head and told me to be a good boy, for he might never see me again. And I never did see him again. Now, that's the one, says Kearns, that old Uncle Pete. He was a fiddle player too. Oh yes, says Daddy learned him to play. Or he learned Daddy to play. That's where Daddy learned his music. He said, Kearns said, Smith, do you remember when that old Uncle Pete lived at the mouth of Johnson's Branch of Aunt Sarah? I do, said Smith. I remember that well. Kearns said, they come to him there at the mouth of Johnson's Branch one night. Get him to go down to Callum, the settlement there, and play for him a big square dance that happened out there. That old Uncle Pete didn't much want to go. It'd be him Saturday night. But they kept after him. Finally, he said he'd go with them down there just a little while and play. But now, boys, he said, at the stroke of 12, I'm a-laying my fiddle down. He said that'd be all right. Just come on, go with him. Well, they went down there at the settlement, had them a dance down there, and they said it was the best dance they ever had in town. All of them were dancing there, and that old Uncle Pete playing the fiddle. But when the clock struck 12, he laid that fiddle in the case and closed her up. Well, there comes such a press of people around him there to play him just one more tune. Kept after him and after him, until finally he said he'd play him one more and asked him what it would be. And they all said, lay the devil in the woodpile. Well, that old Uncle Pete went to sawing on that piece. He said he played it about 45 minutes. And they danced two sets there while he played that old tune. Finally, he was gone. They filled in the case. Left out of there. It was just a little before daybreak before he got home. Walked into the house there. He had him a peg drove in behind the door there where he hung his fiddle case by the handle. And he hung it up there. Went upstairs to bed. And he said he just got under the covers there with Aunt Sarah and he had just got comfortable. Just about asleep when he heard somebody going song. There and listened to that a long time. He said it was the best he ever heard play. Finally, he reared up in the bed and he said, "Sorry, who's that playing my fiddle?" "Why," she said, "Pete, there's no one here." Well, they rolled out of the bed, down the stairs they went, and pulled back the door, and that fiddle was just a raring back and forth on the peg. They took it down and laid it up on the table and opened up the case and the fiddle was a-jumping up and down in the case and a-playing the devil in the woodpile and they couldn't get it to stop. And that old Uncle Pete didn't do a thing, only slammed that fiddle case closed and carried it in the other room and laid it in the fire and it burnt up in just a little bit and he never did pick up the fiddle again as long as he lived. I've been a poor moonshiner for many long years. I spent all my money on whiskey and now my breath smells as sweet as the dew on the vine. God bless that moonshiner, I wished he was mine. He tore out his pockets and she sold up the scene. She fed that moonshiner on sweet milk and till its breath smelled as sweet as the dew on the vine. God bless that moonshiner, I wished he was mine. Her parents don't allow him to mention her door. Good morning, corn whiskey, I'll try you once more. And his breath smelled as sweet as the dew on the vine. God bless that moonshiner, how I wished he was mine. There goes love Nancy, she is my fancy. She gave to me a chain of gold. Much gold she carried, and while she carried, I fell in love with a pretty fair dame. I kissed and courted and been exported, while in her arms I did enfold. There goes love. witness to the Lord that I never saw you or in my cradle I'd have died. For why can't true love's part forever? It's why not you? For there's many a bride and the sunshiny morning will turn to dark and cloudy day. I woke up one morning in the spring of 65 and I thought I was quite lucky to be found. I hitched up both my mules, boys, my business to pursue. Instead of hauling four loads, I only hauled two. I got so drunk at Harper, I couldn't haul no more. The boys are telling stories, I laughed till I was sore. The grocery being open, the money spending free. Just as soon as one was empty, boys, another filled for me. There I met an old acquaintance whose name I won't tell at all. And he told me that night where there's wine or be a ball. We tittled and we tattled till at last we did agree to meet that night, boys, where the fiddle was to be. Well, I can tell you now, girls, our party did commence. They was four of us jolly fellers got out on the floor to dance. The fiddler being willing, his arm of being strong, he played the cripple Kingfisher about 4 hours long. I see the morning star, boys, I guess we danced enough. We'll spend another hour in paying cash for cuff. We'll go back to our plows, boys, we'll whistle and we'll sing, and we never will be guilty of another such a thing. Come on, you newsy women, let's scatter news about. Don't tell no tales upon us, we're bad enough without. Don't tell no tales upon us to stir up any fuss. You've been guilty of the same thing, perhaps a whole lot worse. And so it goes on and on.
Songs belong to lovers in the moment. The sweetest days were the days that used to be, and the saddest words I ever heard were words of parting. When you said, sweetheart, remember me, remember. Yeah.
face when we're apart, dear.
A sweeter smile, a love more bold and free. But in the end, forever friends will break your heart, dear. Till they do, sweetheart, remember.
Take all of your passion and violin. Play a tune for John song, so we can get on to some other music and some dancing. All the good things that happen at Calliope House after the entertainer turns into a pumpkin.
Thank you. And then you can sing the song about the bones.
Wait.
Now, Tom, is he putting you on the spot?
He would.
Yeah.
My cousin would never do that to me. So. You sure you want to hear more?
Bye.